I think you also have the problem here of a personality flaw that Barack Obama seems to have. And that is, he's got a chip on his shoulder. There's a certain arrogance about him and a certain refusal to recognize that he's only the president, even though in some of these quotes I shared with you earlier, he said, I'm not the king, I'm not the emperor. All too often, he behaves as if he were. When the Supreme Court slapped him back on pretending that there was a recess when there wasn't a recess, this non-recess during which he loaded up the National Labor Relations Board was rejected by the Supreme Court. Some of his executive orders in scope are unprecedented as compared to other presidential executive orders. Now, some other presidents have issued more executive orders, but they were legitimate executive orders. I think that the chip he has on his shoulder is that he doesn't want to be pushed around by these white Republicans in the House when they had a majority, and now he doesn't want to be pushed around by white Republicans in the Senate now that they'll have a majority in January. He's looking at so much of this through a racial prism, and I think that's his hang-up. Now, I can't read his mind, so that's my speculation about what motivates him. But his obstinacy and his stubbornness is a flaw. In answer to Chris's question, Chris, who called just a moment ago from Las Vegas, just look at Bill Clinton's example. After he was handily elected in 1992, he had a setback in 1994 when Newt Gingrich and the Contract with America ushered in a Republican majority in both the House and the Senate. And that Republican majority in the House was historical. The Democrats had had a majority in the House for 40 years, going all the way back to the Eisenhower administration. Even during Reagan's eight-year presidency, the Democrats had a majority in the U.S. House for every single one of those 8 years. And Reagan worked with an opposition party in the House. As a matter of fact, the Democrats even had a majority in the Senate for Reagan's last 2 years. But Bill Clinton was able to work with a Congress that had a majority of Republicans in both houses. Now it remains to be seen whether Barack Obama will steadfastly and stubbornly stay with his agenda that has been rebuked and make some concessions to Republicans. Regarding immigration reform, the reason why Republicans don't want a so-called comprehensive bill that has a whole bunch of things, only one of which would be border security, is that they've been suckered on this in the past. Even Reagan's deal with Congress that talked about border security was never followed through on. There's talk about border security, but we've never acted on it. Our border is still entirely too porous. And Republicans don't trust Barack Obama's executive branch, especially if he goes ahead now and unilaterally issues an executive order to Trump Congress on immigration, as he sees it. They don't trust him to follow his end of the bargain. If there's a border security requirement in there, it'll still be his executive branch that has to enable that border security. So the Republicans want to do it piecemeal. We've waited so long to address the problem of the 11 or 12 million people who are here illegally. We can wait a little longer. We can wait another year. And a year should give us time to make some real progress on border security. Once that's done, then the Republicans will be willing to compromise. And most Republicans realize that it's simply not practical to round up and deport 11 or 12 million people. We're going to have to make a concession. But we need to make a concession once the borders are secure, so that concession doesn't incentivize a flood of people across our southern border into the United States, believing that because we've always granted amnesty in the past, we'll do it in the future. Anyway, the ball's in his court. We'll see what he has to say on Thursday night, and then we'll see what follows. When we talked to Hans von Spakovsky in the first half of this hour, he talked about what some of the Republican alternatives in Congress can be, what their reaction can be, and one of which is rescission. That is, they can invoke rescission on just some specific parts of an appropriation to whatever executive agency is going to be involved in Obama's semi-amnesty, and cut off the funds for that without creating another budget crisis, another crisis of failing to codify what we've already committed to regarding increasing the national debt. 713-8585, our telephone number.